he has really not only looked at agriculture from a global standpoint, but I think he's taken some time to learn it, actually get in the tractor and do some farming. And he really cares about things like conserving our soil. He cares about things like regulatory impacts that are going to affect farming in the future. And he's looking for solutions. And I think he's looking for solutions that would make some sense. And these are pressures that farmers face on a daily basis. You know, how much do I plant cover crops? What kind of nutrients do I use? Et cetera. Till or no till? Things like that. And so I think he's got kind of a unique perspective. And I think his answer was, you know, a very honest one. You know, with prices, you know, creeping up and some of the pressures that the family farmer feels, you know, question is, how long can we maintain that that way of life and that quality of life? I was very reassured by the fact that he saw value in maintaining that way of life. I think that's significant because I think, you know, if a guy like Howard Buffett feels that that has some value, then that probably goes into a lot of the approach that he takes toward working on some of these solutions and some of the matters that we are dealing with here today.
Obviously, you were here in a capacity as former mayor of this area and former state lawmaker, and now in as head of the State Department of Agriculture, representing the State Department of Agriculture. What, if anything, can you say about what the state is doing and maybe what the state isn't doing to support family farmers?
Well, we've got some programs that we are moving forward on. So I find myself actually as the state representative on the Hypoxia Task Force, which is the task force that is trying to come up with some solutions to deal with matters like, for example, they have in the Chesapeake Bay where they've got regulations that actually impede their ability to farm. And so we're trying to avoid that here. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the industry stepping up and coming up with some constructive solutions. And I think that we are moving in that direction. But I think a guy like Howard can really provide some levels of inspiration for us all in going that direction. He sees it. He understands it. He recognizes it. And so we're working in Illinois to try and ensure that our number one industry, which is farming, will continue and that we're going to be unimpeded in terms of our ability to do that. And, you know, through those regulations, those would actually cost our state, cost our economy. So it's vitally important that we get it right.